It's 20 past four. Thanks for sharing the afternoon with me. The Queensland Health has said it will engage private debt collectors to recoup unpaid hotel quarantine bills. I know a lot of you said, well, yeah, the problem here is they'll do the quarantine and not pay the money. And you know, that is exactly the case. Now, travellers were made to pay for their own hotel quarantine from last July, and 30,000 invoices have been issued. 30,000. Now, how many of those have been paid? Well, less than half. Only 44% have been paid in full or in part. Now, that's leaving over $52 million outstanding. $52 million. Well, Paul Metcalf is the owner of Collect More, a debt collection agency in Brenda. He's been in debt collection for 21 years. And he joins me now. Paul Metcalf, thanks for being on 4BC Drive.
You're very welcome, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, talk me through how debt collection works. Well, the Queensland Health has said, look, they're going to get the debt collectors, the private debt collectors, onto these bills. But what actually happens as part of that process?
Yeah, good question. I don't know what their plans are, to be perfectly honest. They will certainly go to their debt collectors and they will say, this is the approach we want you to take. So depending on what that is, it's very, very difficult for me to say.
All right, well, talk me through some of the possible approaches they could take.
Okay, they can either go hard or they can go soft. They're two very different approaches. So the hard approach will be threatening legal action straight away. You know, I know many of these people will have, they'll have assets, they'll have properties, they work. So they've got something to lose. And as debt collectors, as bad as it sounds, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're always looking for leverage. And as I said, so that's one approach they could take. The other one could be the softly approach. But given the fact they've made this decision and, you know, they've thought, no, we want this money. And you know, I agree, it's $53 million, hell of a lot of money for the Queensland taxpayer to be owed. You know, they deserve to be paid. But I tell you what, the debt collector's going to have their job cut out for them, that's for sure.
Why is that, Paul?
Because these people, they're not going to want to pay. Even though many of them will have agreed to, they knew that they had to pay before they went overseas, they are going to be so unmotivated. And it's my understanding that there's a three-year payment plan being offered as well. So these people are given the opportunity to repay the debt over 3 years. I can just see so many people taking advantage of that. I really can. So it'll be very interesting to sit back and watch what transpires.
Well, you said the hard approach, which is send the lawyers, send the debt collectors, all those kind of things.
Yep.
Well, what's the soft approach then?
The soft approach would just be trying to get every single one of them onto a payment arrangement. You know, that not worrying about the full amount, just worrying about getting them paid. Because repaying a debt actually becomes addictive. And once someone's made a first payment, once it becomes habitual, then, like I said, the debt just gets paid on its own and the debt collector doesn't actually have to do anything. So that's probably the approach that they'll take, is just try to get any payment of any amount on every account. So, yeah, that's, like, again, that's probably the approach. And certainly, if we threw our hat in the ring and offered to collect these debts, that's the approach we would take.
But as you say, you've been debt collecting for more than two decades now.
Yes.
You're very dubious about whether the taxpayer is going to get this $52 million.
Obviously, they're not going to get the full amount. I can almost guarantee it. There's going to be probably out of the 52% that haven't paid, I'd say about 25% of them will dig their heels in. They just will not pay. They do not care what anyone does. And look, we deal with those type of debtors all the time. You know, when they're unmotivated and they don't feel that they have to pay. And again, a lot of these people, I reckon they think that the quarantine should have been free. I really do. You know, and I'm ambivalent myself towards it. I think that, you know, personally, you know, $3,000 to stay basically in a jail cell for 2 weeks is ridiculous. So I don't blame some of these people. I really don't. But, you know, the other part of me, the debt collector part of me says, you know, pay your debt. Simple as that. You knew that you'd have to pay it before you went overseas. No one forced you to go overseas. You know, cough it up. But, yeah, again, it's I'm very, very much torn. You know, Scott, I really am.
Now, I'm talking to Paul Metcalf, who's the owner of Collect More. He's been involved in debt collection for more than two decades. Now, you said the word you used was unmotivated to pay this money. All right, then just explain to me in terms of where the debt collectors come involved in this process, because my understanding if you're a company and you've got a lot, not take it away from the government, but if you're a company, you've got a lot of debts or someone owes you a lot of money, what you do is basically say to the debt collectors, look, you take over the amount, and you get to collect whatever you can out of that, but you get to collect it all, and to do that, you get I'll get 50% of it, you get the rest.
I would love 50% of it. I don't know of any debt collection agency that charges 50%. Our highest rate is 35%. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the concept that most collection agencies take. We just take a percentage of what we recover. But even saying that, as I said, I think, that certainly the commission rate for the collection agency, so the commission rate Queensland Health agreed to, it needs to be a decent amount. There needs to be some real motivation for the collection agency to keep going. Like if they're only going to get 10% of what they collect, they're just going to give up, like I said. So, the collection agency is going to need to stay motivated to get these people to pay, but it's going to be a slow burn. They can't expect results overnight, that's for sure. It will be just chipping away at these people, constantly ringing them three times a week, which is what we're allowed to do. And just kind of wearing them down.
Are you allowed to go knock on their doors and say, hey, you better pay up?
You can, absolutely. But it's not an approach we take, to be honest. Most work is done over the phone and via email.
All right, Paul Metcalf, great to have you on 4BC Drive this afternoon.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.